Get a lot of money there.
Tom,
do we have anybody from the public that would like to speak to us? Seeing none. Can we get an approval of the minutes?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor of approving the minutes as published, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? First order of business.
Debbie, sure. We're trying to have a meeting.
quiet here now. Joe, you're up.
Okay, I have purchases for your consideration this morning. First one is our renewal for envelope purchase through Minuteman Press. If there's any questions about this or how we administer this program, feel free to ask. Next, with the circuit court, we're purchasing 8 replacement chairs for the court reporters. I know there was a question of a finance committee member yesterday, and I received some information. They asked what made these chairs a little different because they are slightly higher than some of the other chairs we've purchased. And essentially, it's because they're multiple adjustable. The court reporters are all different sizes, and they all change courtrooms, sit in different chairs. I believe the chairs they have right now are pretty old. And
I bet you they're 15 years old or more.
Yeah, so, I mean, they elbow adjustments, a lot of adjustments. You know, I don't know if there's anything else Terry would like to add, but that was the explanation I received.
Any questions?
We talked about that in judiciary too. That they're in those chairs all day long. You know, and
but we're not going to have any court recorders after.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
1 month, right?
We won't have any courts either.
We won't need them anymore.
Those chairs hold you in, Bill.
For this price,
wait, together in one, or is it 8 or 18?
18.
Okay.
18.
Thanks for
saying that. Next, we have our annual renewal for membership in the Metro Counties Organization. This is the organization the chairman and I participate in with our counterparts in the largest counties in the state. It's primarily a legislative lobbying organization. We have a executive director who's a lobbyist. It's in Springfield, working the issues, trying to protect the county's interests.
Set by population, or
it is set by population. It's a formula. Cook County pays more than we do.
Really?
Yes. It is capped though, because they would pay for it all if you didn't cap it. Next, with the emergency management department, there's 13 replacement computers. Larry, would you like to say a few words about
this? Yeah, these are they're computers that were purchased, not purchased, but we got them from the health department. They were getting rid of their computers, so we took those. And they lasted us about 5 years. So a lot of the software programs won't match the hardware now, so it's time to replace those 13. They all go into the EOC, Emergency Operations Center.
Any questions? Hearing none.
The highway department has 2 purchases. One is the renewal for their AutoCAD software system, and the other one is for, I guess, some materials for asphalt.
Yes, it's one of them is the oil that we use. In the summertime, we bid it out and get tankers delivered. In the wintertime, we have a patch pot that sprays oil out to fill potholes, and the delivery of this system in the summertime does not produce oil in the wintertime, so we got a place in St. Louis that we get oil from. This just allows us to go over there and purchase the oil when we need it. The software is an annual upgrade that we have to our civil software. Nothing special about it other than keeping us up to date on our design and keeps us from going every 4 or 5 years and then paying a larger amount. We go with an annual subscription service to it.
Any questions?
Could you break out that Autodesk separately? I have a conflict there.
Break out the what?
The number 5, the Autodesk AutoCAD software.
Okay.
I can't vote on
okay,
that.
Very good.
Moving on with the IT department, we have the maintenance and support for the DevNet third-party software, Apex licenses. This is for DevNet's our real estate management system that drives property tax bills, you know, everything from the assessor's office to the treasurer clerk. So this is just one of the costs that we have annually to run that program. We also have our quarterly maintenance contract on our Canon IR110 printer. This is the new printer, correct?
Oh, so it's the last bill.
It's the last bill for your old one. Okay.
Really quick question on the DevNet. Is that, do we have an increase in licenses from the last go around?
This is actually, we pay the maintenance on the DevNet system quarterly. This is an annual maintenance on the third-party software used with it. So this is just on the third-party software. This is not on the $6,000 is just the maintenance on the third-party software.
Got it. Okay. Thanks, Jonathan.
We also have another licensing and maintenance fee, NetMotion Mobility with AT&T, and then the mainframe migration annual maintenance agreement with T3 Technologies. Anybody would like an explanation?
Questions?
With the Special Sewer District, we have our agreement with Julie for print, email, voice, and fax transmissions. This is the utility location service that most water and sewer utilities utilize, asking people to call them and mark the lines before they dig. It's real expensive when a line gets broken, so it's a pretty cost-effective program. If there's any questions, we can answer them.
No questions?
And then with the state's attorney's office, we have several purchases related to the state's attorney's new program, and he can explain it, but this has to do with the radio equipment of vehicles that we've recently purchased and all that related to it. Tom, would you mind giving an overview of the program again?
No, I'm happy to do it. Working in conjunction and partnership with the Madison County Sheriff's Office and the Highland Police Department, the State's Attorney's Office is putting together what we're calling the SAFE team, the State's Attorney Felony Enforcement Team, which is going to be an interstate highway drug interdiction program. We're hiring two specialists to be special investigators to go out on the team, and they'll be joined by a full-time member from the Sheriff's Office and from Highland who will be out there patrolling the interstates. This arises out of our heroin task force, where we learned that all of the heroin that's coming to Madison County has already passed through here two times across the interstate highways. Chicago is the main or the central distribution point in the Midwest for heroin. It all goes to Chicago from down in the Southwest, and then it comes back to St. Louis, and both of those times it's traveling across the interstate highway. So we have two opportunities to catch it before it hits the street here. So what we're doing is we're adding some special investigators who specialize in these things and who will be training the others that come from the departments to get out there on the interstates and get as much of the supply off the interstates as we possibly can. So what we're asking for in the purchases is essentially putting together the unit, outfitting of the vehicles, and the equipment that the officers are going to need.
Any questions?
I do, sir.
So,
go ahead. Go ahead, you go first.
You have some questions?
Yes, sir.
Go.
Like some of the municipalities, like Collinsville and other those that I see out there on the roads, are they not doing it as much as what you're doing? Are you working with all the other, you know, borders of the highways, you know, like Collinsville, Troy, and the other areas that are doing that? And
the Collinsville has scaled back their efforts. They don't even have a single person working full-time directly from their department. The DEA does have some people out there, and they work in conjunction with a couple of the local departments. And the state police occasionally has a team that's available. But really, there is an enormous amount of this stuff transacting through here, and so we're adding to what's already out there, but it has decreased over the years. The state police has definitely pulled their funding in. I believe Collinsville had to reduce as well. In terms of the cost of this, every penny of this program is paid for out of drug asset forfeiture. None of this is paid for by tax dollars. So every penny that we're spending at this point in time is from drug asset forfeitures that have already been secured, and we anticipate and we expect, based on some of our projections, and there's another program going on in the county up in the north. This will be a self-sustaining program. It won't put any burden on taxpayers, and we're hoping, in fact, it may, through asset forfeitures and seizures, that it may actually provide a net plus. But most importantly, getting the heroin off the street.
Will County?
LaSalle.
I think it's a great idea.
Appreciate it.
Are these going in cars that we already have? Or?
We have two of them are vehicles that we, well, actually now it's three. All three are ones that we already have. We have two Explorers that the investigators drive, and then we have our newest investigator, Stacy McElroy, and we just purchased the Charger, and so the three vehicles are going to be outfitted, and then when we hire another investigator, the other specialist, then we'll be asking for another vehicle as well.
Yes, and you also keep the cash and the vehicles that are used in the transport.
Those are, yes, under a formula that's provided under state law. So it's divided up based on participation of the agencies, and then for individual items that are forfeited, if they're sold at auction, they're sold by the Illinois State Police.
But that will stay in your group?
Yes, for the participating agencies.
Okay. Any other questions?
Those are all the purchases.
We'd like to separate the AutoCAD subscription for $7,215.67. We'll vote on, we'll have a motion to grant the others, if you will, please.
So move.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
Good.
Aye.
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 Okay. Now we vote on the subscription. Can we get a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Further discussion?
What was your question on that?
Oh, I just need to abstain. It's our biggest competitor.
Oh. Okay. I thought maybe you had some.
No.
Aye.
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 Very good. Moving on, Joe.
Under resolutions, the first one is for the Flood Prevention Council. This is actually a change order. The resolutions that we pass allows change orders up to 10%, and anytime they're over 10%, we need to bring them back for approval by the three county boards. It's already been approved by the Flood Prevention Council Board of Directors. This change order relates to the, down south in Monroe County, in St. Clair County, the Prairie du Pont area. They're drilling relief wells, and the specifications are that if the drill rigs can knock through rocks of a certain size, and what they've run into down there is the geology is there's large boulders, so that requires a changing out of equipment. And there, it's all specified in the contract how this is all handled and everything. But anyway, that's what this change order relates to is dealing with that issue. Mm-hmm.
So even though this isn't happening in Madison County, is that one joint?
Yep.
Okay.
The legislation was written for the three counties to enter into an intergovernmental agreement if they choose, and we all did. So we're all required to approve everything jointly.
But what I was getting, the other thing I was getting at is, so the money that comes in from Madison County's sales tax could get spent down in Monroe County?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's the three counties collectively that pay for the entire project, whether it's here or there.
Because I would assume that Madison and St. Clair put the most of the money in.
Yeah. Yeah, you also have to realize water has no boundaries.
Right.
So,
I understand.
And the same levy protection district, at least in Metro East, protects both Madison and St. Clair County.
Sure. And Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Next, with the probation department, they have their annual renewal for their tracker service case management software. This is something that they run their office based on.
Any questions?
With the Sheriff's Department, we have a software maintenance agreement for their computer-aided dispatch system. This is the new system that last year We decided to expand. We're going through the expansion process right now. We have four large municipalities that will be coming on board. It'll be offered to others. The county board had previously approved a multi-year agreement, but with the change in the expansion, we have new figures, essentially. So that's what we're doing. And what the sheriff's office has done is negotiated pricing for 7 years so that we know what the price is and certainty and all of that.
And why 7 years? Is that tied to the life of the hardware, or what's,
you know,
why
really,
7 years?
I think we wanted to get as many years as we could without, you know, because I think the increases are only like 2% per year.
Yeah.
So I think, and Brad Wells was the one who negotiated this, and I just think that they felt that was a better deal, win-win deal for us.
But I would suspect that the dispatch system is going to grow, and we're going to require more equipment. So will that be then added to this cost?
This allows X number of licenses, and those licenses are great enough where we believe that'll cover the growth, the expansion. If it does go beyond that, then this could change. But it's like, Terry, I don't know if you know the numbers, but it's like 200 licenses, and right now we're only using like 80 or something like that.
Right. Even if most agencies in the county would come on board, there'd still be plenty of licenses for the new CAD system. Right now we've got throughout the county about 225 dispatchers total. Of course, that's nowhere near the number of, I mean, that's far more than the number of workstations that we have throughout the county. And not every agency is planning to come on. So right now there's four, as Joe said. If we, no matter how we would increase that over the next 7 years, we don't anticipate it coming past what's been negotiated there.
So,
and it's not so much hardware as it is software licenses for the CAD and records management and several other like the jail software and other components, the mobile software and all that is included in that.
So, but the 7 years, right, which, Joe, you said it's only a couple percentage increase, these first couple years we're not even close to capacity, is what you're saying?
Oh, that's correct, yes. We're not anywhere close to capacity. But that's the way it was negotiated out to get the best price, according to what the conversations that I've had with Brad prior to this happening, it was just negotiated between New World and the county to get that kind of increase, the 2%.
Right, well, and you're going to have to spell it out for me. Where are you at? Well, so what I'm thinking is, if we're not fully utilizing it, why are we paying that cost? If we can expand it and it's only increasing 2%, to me, I would see a software agreement that might, they might give us some incentive to add more people.
Okay.
Versus just a set 7 years.
I understand what you're saying. I think this is their price if we, at our current level or our second level. I mean, this is just what their cost of providing it is. And, you know, if we don't add a whole bunch of people down the road, you know, could we go back to them and say, you know, if people then jump on board, can we renegotiate this possibly at that point? But, I mean, those discussions did take place. I remember those same questions being asked in meetings. And
well, that's what I was wondering. What?
So maybe this is
discussions
their minimum.
Came up. Well,
maybe this might be their small cap.
Yeah. It's not reflective of the numbers.
Our increase over the current contract with the new system is $80,000 of this. It was an $80,000 increase. They negotiated a lower price. That $80,000 picks up Collinsville, Edwardsville, Troy, and Highland. You know, essentially is where we're at. But it also allows us to expand beyond that. So okay. We were already paying the vast majority of this cost with just the sheriff's department for the last few years.
And do we have a buy-in from those communities then?
Yes.
Or is,
yeah, we've got agreements with them.
And again, it's not, this software is not tied to, again, I'm just questioning 7-year commitment, right? If it's not tied to the life of the hardware, why would you commit to software if, I mean, I don't know the life of the system.
I think what we're doing is just getting secured pricing for 7 years. I don't think we're committing for 7 years. But, you know, we invested $600,000 or $800,000+, including communities. We need to probably to get our money, pay the money back, we probably need to operate the system that long.
Right. At least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, so, I mean, if we were to jump out early, I mean, that would be to our detriment.
Could we get Brad to come over here? And
he doesn't work with the county.
I know he doesn't, but...
Well, we could, but I mean, I don't think it will change. You know, this is their price.
Just to give a better explanation, if the committee so desires.
Yeah, I mean, I can try to.
Well, it makes sense. Whenever you said that we needed to stay in it that long, anyway, though, I don't know that it would be beneficial if we had it less. That doesn't seem like it would work out.
No, I mean, I'm in agreement that the New World system is going to be here. It's a decision that's been made long term. We need to incent the other communities to buy into this. My first question was the hardware tied to the software? And I now understand why it's not. But, and if there's not a commitment, and we could, you know, if something changes or the environment changes and we're not obligated to this, then I'm fine with it. But
yeah.
Because we could renegotiate it even mid-contract.
Right.
I mean, how much does Highland really pay? What are they on board for paying?
The agreement we had with the communities is that they would pay for their mobile costs and we would pay for all the infrastructure and costs here at the county.
So we have to pay for this, what we're talking about here today.
Yes.
So they're not really contributing anything to this.
Not to this part of it.
Yeah.
Not for 4 years. That was our agreement we signed with them. It's for 4 years. We want to encourage all the public safety agencies to jump on the system. And then after that, we can go back and ask them to contribute towards it.
Granite City and Alton are neither one in
there. Granite City is on New World, and they paid their own money, and they may come on to the Madison County system.
Okay.
But they're under the same licenses as the county itself.
Right. Okay.
And with regards to Alton, Jack, if I might, they're not coming on, although I do know that there is some consideration being paid to looking at it.
Yeah.
And considering it.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions?
Is there a way that, you know, my district, Bill's district, has the smaller municipalities that would never be able to afford to buy in. Is there a way that they could maybe be lumped together and be able to not just contribute with this, but actually benefit from it?
Well, those communities, fire protection districts, police departments, will all be offered. And all they have to do is buy their own laptop computers and pay for the licenses and the costs. You know, for one station may only be $6,000 or $8,000. It won't be that expensive.
That's hard to get in the small. even $6,000 and $8,000 would be a tricky one to come up with for this. But I didn't know if maybe there was a way that they could start talking about getting
You'll
them together.
You'll have to get them a grant.
Looks like I'm going to go print some more shirts and afford this.
We'll have to work together.
Mobile.
Yeah.
If they just chose to go with the records management, mm-hmm. the cost wouldn't even be that, I don't believe. It's the license has been paid for,
right.
And they could pretty much, almost for nothing, get the records management portion of it.
Okay.
But the mobile...
The mobile is what they're...
That's per commodity. License, right. And that's what all the agencies are committing to more than anything.
Well, the Sheriff's Department provides the services for the smaller communities,
sure.
don't you?
The dispatching and the CAD.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is just a question. Does the Sheriff's Department ever get rid of units?
I've already asked. I get them
when
first.
You trade.
I called it.
Oh.
Dibs. Just kidding. But no, usually I was told that whenever you guys get
can't
rid of them,
get any
they're,
those, huh?
They're
usually
trash.
They're not in very good condition, but right. if there are, and we feel that they can be, you know, move to the smaller communities, we'll be more than happy to do that. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, we're all kind of in it together. So
right.
we were told that you know, Timothy can probably answer this better. I mean, you don't have to go out and buy the correct laptop. You can just get a regular one. It may not take the beating in a vehicle, but this system will run on it. So if someone wanted to get by at less expense, they could.
Marine's looking at a tough book that is used from another department that is going to be maybe a possibility, but it's used. It'll still cost. I mean, it's even the really awful ones are like $5,000 on eBay.
Okay.
They're expensive.
I know your chief has already talked about getting the New World System also inside the station, not necessarily mobile, but so they can keep track of their own calls and integrate the
routers. Which would be great.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Very good.
And lastly, this relates to the same purchases Tom already spoke about in the state's attorney's office. This is some equipment, light sirens and things like that, which is a separate. It had to be a resolution because the amount exceeded the threshold.
Okay. Any questions? Is that all you have?
Yep.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none?
Aye.
You're up, Rick.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have no motel tax reconciliation report this month. We have one refund in the amount of $50 paid to an entity, and this is for a registration fee that was refunded. I move for your approval on that.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, if I may, Mr. Chairman, we have three immediate emergency appropriations into the Child Advocacy Center. The first one is they received a grant from Friends of Madison County the Norman Stupp Foundation. It's in the amount of $5,000. As I stated, it's a no-match grant. Second one is for $25,000. For the purpose of providing continued funding for administrative costs of the Advocacy Center. The third one is in the amount of $10,000. And it's from the Alton Women's Home Association and Company. This is the purpose of providing continued funding for the administrative cost of the Child Advocacy Center. And I move for your approval on all three emergency appropriations.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Why would those be called emergency appropriations if they're
Because it's because the budget has already been...
Oh, because it's already been...
Yeah. So
okay. Got it.
Sorry,
I'm trying to figure that one out.
Got it. Good motion?
So moved. Second.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any other questions, Rick? Kelly?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
And what's his name here?
Aye.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
And
sleeping or not.
Highly, Mr. Chairman, has a summary report of claims and transfers for January 2015. I move for your approval on that.
Get a motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion and a second. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
All right. Okay.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Safety and risk? Oh, there you are.
Good morning. I just have one item for consideration this morning. It's shipping in your packets. It's a resolution authorizing purchase of the excess insurance for the self-insured workers' compensation program. We're going to stay at our specific self-insured retention of $650,000, which is with an aggregate excess limit of $2 million for a deposit premium of $78,317. This is, last year we had a significant increase in this. A lot of that was due to the investment, the flat investment returns for these different excess carriers, as well as the catastrophic losses that they've been experiencing in a lot of areas that they insured. Public sector, unfortunately, continues to take a really hard hit in losses. So they originally quoted us at, the initial quote was $79,468. I asked for a reduction based on our good claims history. And we that was reduced down to the $78,317. So it's only an increase last year after we paid our audited premium amount of $3,719.
So did we collect any under the excess program last year?
No. Never have.
And we have we what's the history on that? Have we
I don't think we've ever reported a claim, at least in my time with the county. We have not reported a claim under the work comp program. My understanding is we never have, and this program has been in existence since
I'm just curious.
late 1980s. So
the cap is $2 million?
That's for the aggregate, yeah, as the $2 million. Our specific stop loss for a single claim would be the $650,000. We did get a quote for $700,000, but it was for $76,819, so it was a very small, difference. And I talked with Joe, and we didn't feel it was worth the money to increase it to $700,000. So, unfortunately, the public safety sector is where they're seeing a lot of their large losses, and they look to everyone to kind of help them cover their losses across the board. It doesn't matter whether you've had a good claims history or not. Like I said, they did give us a slight reduction this year after I went back and asked our brokers to, mention the fact that we had a really good claims history. Our payroll has not, made any substantial increases because those are two factors that they look at when they're pricing for premium is your payroll as well as your loss history. Those are really the only two factors they really consider. And then, of course, whatever the market is able to tolerate at this point in time.
Do you know what our retention is under that excess policy or our deductible?
It's $650,000.
Have we tried to lower that at all based on our record? Have we tried to lower that at all based on our record?
It's steadily actually gone up. We started this program, I have a history here. Back in 2004, we were at a self-insured retention of $325,000. They continue to increase them, and that's really the carriers coming back and saying, we've tried to go out over the last several years to other carriers to see if we could get a lower premium amount. Most carriers don't even want to look at our business unless we would be paying a premium of $100,000 or more. And we're getting much, much closer to that, but we're finding, we have attempted to find other carriers that would be interested in our business, but they're all looking for at least that $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 self-insured retention. In fact, in some cases, they will separate it out for the non-public and the public safety sectors and have two different ones, which we've looked at those options in the past, but there hasn't been any significant savings in premium.
Are we still with that same agency down in Granite City?
Yes, we are. Diamond Brothers. But, yeah, this is Safety National Casualty Corporation over in St. Louis is the excess carrier.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Get a motion?
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. No further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Aye. Bill?
Aye.
Aye. Larry? Is that all you have?
All I have today.
Okay. New business. Any new business? Not. Motion adjourns in order.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Yes.